1978, wasn't it? When, or 77 or 78 when this came out?
I don't remember.
At the holidays?
I don't know. I just figured we're down to the crunch time on top and everybody's shopping, so we better make it dramatic.
I like the way you think. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 1027. Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. We going to have any sunshine today?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we? Okay.
I don't know. Are you kidding? I didn't have time to worry about weather all weekend. I was trying to catch up on the shopping
I don't have done.
I'm still not done.
Yeah, I got a couple of things, too.
I've never been this late doing shopping. It sucks.
Nor have I.
Mostly cloudy today. High of 47, but mostly cloudy. A little breezy. Chance of rain tonight, so.
You know what it is this year? I shopped so early and thought I had so much done. And then when I went to wrapping things, I'm like, oops. Need a little stocking stuffer there. Oh, need a little something here. So it's just some fill-in things.
Big stuff done. I'm down to the fill-in things now.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we ran around yesterday doing big things because the older children, you know,
mm-hmm.
even though I ask at Thanksgiving time, it's still different ideas pop up.
Oh, yeah. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now on 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmer's Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water at Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Town and Country Glass as well. And if you have questions or comments, 659-3338. I was just thinking about the Community Foundation, and I was going to look them up because I believe that they posted where they're at as far as trying to finish up their match program. Okay, so Carroll County, and this was posted 2 days ago. They have an update. They are just $15,000 away.
Wow.
So we can get there. We only have until the 31st, but we're just $15,000 away.
Yeah.
And I believe Howard and Clinton are done. They made their target.
Howard did make their...
I'm pretty sure she told me Howard made their target.
Okay.
So we are just, you know... Very short rows, but we have 15,000 left to go in Carroll County. We can do it.
Yep.
So it's so much money to get into our community that.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
With that match, it's amazing.
It is amazing. A quick reminder, since the weather is going to be so nice for Christmas, I mean, can you believe?
Yeah, temperature-wise. And but
crazy.
Like, keep it, and I know they said the same thing today on the weather when they were given the weather on TV, is just keep in mind we are going to have some gusty winds with some of this. I mean, yes, it's going to be warm, so thank goodness for that.
Yes.
Although I love snow at Christmas. I mean, I'm not going
to
lie.
I know. I want it to snow on the 24th and 25th and then be 70 again on the 26th.
But there's also, yeah.
I don't ask for much.
Yeah, but there's also a chance of like light rain showers
yes.
here and there. So be prepared. And if you've got stuff wrapped up, you might, especially if you're traveling with presents and stuff, you might want to put them down in plastic bags just to keep your paper and... You know, you don't want to walk in and have it drenched or disintegrate when you get there. You know, you want it to look nice.
Mm-hmm.
You spend all that time doing that and all that money doing that, and then, you know.
So what is the temperature now that they're forecasting for Thursday and Friday?
Thursday right now, 61 for the high. Mostly cloudy. They're not calling for the rain to come in until Thursday evening. Chance of showers also overnight on Wednesday. So it's kind of like... The precipitation is building up, and we get it at night, and then during the day it's gone. And then Friday, oh, yay, the day where everybody either takes it back or they go shop with their shopping carts, 65.
Well, the reason I brought that up is because Friday is the day after Christmas walk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there have been years where it's been blustery and cold, but this is like a year to actually go do it.
Yeah, a little breezy, 26-mile-an-hour gust. Man. But, you know, hey. But, yeah, no, it'll be great.
Okay, so the day after Christmas walk, of course, is with our friends at the Delphi or Wabash and Erie Canal Park. It's a free public event. It includes a narrated walk along the historic trails in Delphi, because this is a great family event. So bring the kids, join their expert guides to learn about the many natural and historic treasures that reside along the canal route in Delphi. All ages are welcome. The walk is a pretty easy terrain. It's pretty flat, easy pace, so walkers of all abilities are able to join. And they're asking that you meet outside the Interpretive Center at Wabash and Erie Canal Park, 1 o'clock. Parking is plentiful, so for those of you that want to get up and go shopping on the 26th early to get your deals, get up, go do that, and then go to the Wabash and Erie Canal Park. Parking is plentiful, again, free of charge, and then afterwards, they're going to have hot beverages in the Interpretive Center, and it's from 1 o'clock until 3, so you can go in that time and check it all out. I mean, I don't think they're going to get a better day
for the day
after Christmas walk. So
no,
that's pretty cool and very interesting.
Well, and keep in mind that the lights at the TPA Park are going to be on until January 2nd. So, you know, you're still going to be able to enjoy them past Christmas. And with the weather that we've got coming in, it'll be a great time to do that as well.
Yes, you can actually go through with your windows down.
or you can do the walking tour. You can take the trolley. I don't know how many more times the trolley is going to be available, though. I have to look.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We'll see on that one.
Well, today,
tomorrow.
Today is National Cookie Exchange Day. There's that. It's also National Short Person Day. Oh, I almost fall into the short person category.
What is it?
Technically, in the U.S., men under 5'9 and women under 5'3. And I'm only 5'3 and a little. So I'm right there on the verge. So,
yeah, Katz is about a third of my family, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Extended family.
Well, Melissa and I this weekend had the pleasure of going out and helping to pack 50,000 meals.
The actual count was right at 51,000.
Okay, so I was wondering, because you guys at your table were still doing some extra packing.
We did. We did extra boxes, and it's funny. We brought all the other tables, all their supplies.
Yes, everybody kept bringing them over, and then we'd clean that table and tear it down, but we kept putting it over on your table.
No, well, we asked for it, because we were sitting there, and we had a box that wasn't done yet, and we just kept telling everybody, you know, you get done, bring it over here.
Well, congratulations to the FFA, Ethan Sheets, and the whole gang. I mean, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Oh,
there was good music. And it was really very organized. And we packed oatmeal, cinnamon apple oatmeal breakfast packs is what we packed.
Yeah.
And so it was really very organized. And
yeah, I think a lot of people, when they hear events like that, they think you're packing like whole meals and stuff.
Yes.
Like, you are packing. You're packing one particular
portion of the meal.
Yeah, one particular meal. And that's what you're packing. And all those go into a box. And then they go to a distribution center where they will pick up and they will take all these different types of meals and then pack all of those together for family.
Mm-hmm.
So we packed breakfast.
We packed breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And actually,
it was fun.
It was fun. And that was a pretty nice sized breakfast, because it wasn't chintzy as far as the amount that was in there. I was like,
meant to feed at least two, maybe
it would
three.
Absolutely feed two or three people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it was really fun. It was very cool. We were both honored to be a part of it.
And there were kids there from other chapters. Not just in the district. That's what was really cool. They had state officers there. There was a Boy Scout troop that was there to help out. There was alumni there. And I have to look through the pictures, but at some point in time, there were 6 Clinton Central presidents. The current, which is Ethan Sheets, who organized this, and then 5 past presidents.
I was going to say, I looked around, and my whole neighborhood was there. My neighbor on both sides of me and their family. I was like, oh, hey!
Yeah.
So I think there was about 100 to 115 people packing, is what my kind of
I'm not sure exactly how many they had.
Because there were 13 tables, and they were trying to get 10 at each table, but they really found out they didn't need quite 10. So we were able to spread out and use all 13 tables with just a little bit fewer people.
Well, and then we had other people who were taking care of getting the food ready. And
people who were bringing
restocking. The supplies, restocking and everything. So, but
it was fun.
It was
a great event. So anyway, Mel had a chance to talk to some of the FFAers there.
Yeah.
And so we're going to give you a little snippet of that right here. So this is the Clinton Central FFA from when we were out there Saturday helping pack the meals.
than other chapters in other districts?
Yeah, absolutely. So this event, a lot of us from Indiana, when we think about what inspired this event, a lot of us have been to WLC, which is the Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C., where we also do a very similar project where we pack meals for food insecure families across the District of Columbia. And I think that that specific event being so vital to the entire conference in D.C. has really inspired a lot of members in Indiana to bring it back home. And so as we see more members going to that conference, I think we see meal packaging events gaining momentum in Indiana as well.
Absolutely. I think Jenna hit all the bullet points there, but people are truly so inspired by the event that National FFA puts on through the Washington Leadership Conference. And I've seen similar Meals of Hope events happen within Indiana, but also many members take the opportunity to build their own community service event to fight food security, whether that's doing a community service drive to collect items or going out and collecting funds to buy products.
Well, ladies, I appreciate you traveling here, because I know headquarters is down in Trafalgar. I appreciate you traveling this far to come and help with this event. I know we're in the Christmas break now. You guys are going to get a chance to enjoy time with family. So thank you again for being here. We really appreciate it, and thank you for all your support and what you do across the state for all of our chapters.
We are here at the Clip Central Meals of Hope event happening here at the high school. They just got done packing over, 50, 60,000 meals, I believe. But I'm here with members of the Rossville FFA. I want you to introduce yourselves, and then I would like for you to talk about your experience here and why was it important for you to participate in that?
I'm Malachi Jones, and I had fun. It was a pretty good experience, and felt like I was doing something good and doing something good for the community and everybody. So, yeah.
Howdy, my name is Annabelle Krebs. I'm the president of the Rossville Green Hand FFA chapter. And I had fun today realizing that I was making a difference in our community.
Hi, my name's Ezra, and I really enjoy serving to the community, and I have a lot of fun.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I do this because I love helping out the community.
Good afternoon. My name is Allison Wallace, and I'm a sophomore at Rossville Senior High School. And I came to this because it was all fun, though, and I enjoyed being part of our community and making a difference in our community and showing them like, hey, this is great community service. So I really encourage y'all to do this, though. And I think definitely being an FA member, it's really good to get some community service in. So thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you guys for taking the time to talk to us. Now go find the food.
We're here at the Clinton Central Meals of Hope event as they are winding down and cleaning up, getting everything packed up, ready to go back. Talk about, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves because I'm terrible with names. But talk about the extent of the event and why it was important to help Ethan get this put together.
I am Emily Long. I am the Clinton Central FFA chapter's historian this year. It means a lot to Ethan just to help get everybody from the communities from all over just to come and put meals together for the ones that are in need this Christmas and just being able to support the ones that don't have the support.
What kind of surprised you about the turnout that was here?
The amount of people that actually showed up and was willing to help and make sure everything got done properly.
I know we have there were a lot of schools here, a lot of people from the community that came. What does that mean to your chapter to have that kind of a impact?
It means a lot. It's just knowing the amount of people that we have behind us and not just a couple, it's the whole community and people outside of our community.
Well, thank you, Emily, for taking time out of packing up. I know you've got busy things with Christmas right around the corner, so thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
All righty. Riley.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I do remember names a little bit. I try to pretend I don't, but I do. We're here with Riley Gladden, and Riley, what's your officer this year?
I'm a reporter this year.
So what do you think about all of this big, huge event that, I mean, how many meals did we pack all together?
Our goal was 50,000. Last year we were able to pass our goal, but I'm not sure if we did this year, but 50,000 were packed today.
What's it mean to you to be a part of this?
It was a really big deal, honestly, because I walked in and the whole gym was full of everybody, and I was like, man, our community really did show up for us. I was worried that we were going to be here all day trying to get these meals packed, but our community members knew we needed help, and they came.
I know Avery Yeager. Avery, I've known you for a long time, too. I kind of enjoy it when I know everybody for quite a while. Avery, what's your officer position this year?
I'm currently serving as our chapter's vice president.
Ooh, bigwig.
Yes.
Okay. To see something like this come together, because you're involved in community service, not only here as FFA member, but also in 4-H as well. What's it mean to you to see this kind of an impact?
I mean, it's incredible. Who knew that, you know, one dream could turn into something so big and help so many people in need this holiday season? It's really impressive that we can get our community together, like my fellow members have said. It's awesome to see the turnout and how this community comes together and shows up for each other. So.
I know all you guys are seniors this year. You're a junior.
Yes.
But everybody else is a senior for the most part. I mean, Ethan and Riley's a senior this year. Yeah. So, I mean, for you, looking ahead to next year, is this something that you think that you would be willing to take on again and maybe bring the community together again? I know you have several schools here today.
At first, I was a little skeptical because I thought about that as well, but now I think that after seeing, you know, the joining various spaces, just even working, because community service is something that everybody wants, like, looks forward to, so I think that I might continue it next year, just seeing the impact it's made, not only on our own members, but on our community members, and it's really just a great way to bring our district together. I've met a lot of people today, people that I probably wouldn't have met otherwise, so not only did it bring our community together, it brought FFA members together, community, and it really was a great event.
Well, I know you've got more to pack up so that you can head out and enjoy your break with your family and everything. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
I'm here with Ethan Sheets, president of the Clinton Central FFA. Ethan, you spearheaded this Meals of Hope event. How successful have you been, and what does this mean to you to see everybody come together for this?
After today, I think we were greatly successful packing nearly 51,000 meals. Truth be told, when I woke up this morning, I was a little anxious to come in today, seeing how today was going to get. But after like the first hour I went here and seeing the amount of people here, it was awesome. It's hard to explain how happy I am to see all people come out and how awesome it is. Like, this means a lot, especially because it's an impact that I'm leaving here on my chapter here after this year. Leaving my mark here at the school and this community, seeing all those people so happy and looking at coming up to me like throughout the event before they left, I was so proud of what you've done today, Ethan. That was amazing. I'm so glad, and I'm glad to have all these people here. I am in the spirit of holiday. I'm so thankful and grateful for everyone here. It's been awesome to see everyone coming out, helping out, making an impact from people here in Clinton County, from people over in Fountain County, from state officers that live south of Indy, like everyone in between. Everyone's come out and helped out, and it's been a great opportunity to see everyone here.
Well, Ethan, I think you did a great job, and thank you for allowing Cindy and I to participate. We loved it. We enjoyed it, and what a difference you've made, and I know you're not done.
Yeah, I have some... I probably don't have the biggest plans here with this next year. I'm probably going to take a little chill pill so my advisors don't get mad at me for all this. But I do have a plan for next year. I'm in the state office, and hopefully I'll make an impact after that if it goes across the state.
All righty. Well, thank you again, and get some rest.
I'll try. Thank you.
Things are wrapping up here at the Clinton Central Meals of Hope event, and I'm here with a couple of our Indiana FFA state officers. Please introduce yourselves, talk about your office, and talk about why it was important for you to be here and the impact that you see this happening all over the state.
Hi, absolutely. My name is Jenna Lawler. I'm currently serving as the Indiana FFA state reporter. And it was important for me to come to this event, one, to support our members who are very, very prepared and put it together, but also to support our communities food insecurity is a big issue within Indiana, and it's growing every year. And so making sure that we have a responsibility as FFA members to help feed and provide for those families that may be in need is something that I felt obligated to come to.
Hello, my name is Lauren Rigotte, and I'm currently serving as the Indiana FFA State Secretary. And when I think about the event that they were able to host today, I think about all the hard work and passion that went into this. I know Ethan, the current president of Clinton Central, has talked about this event for quite some time, and it's amazing to see how quick it's come together and the event that they were able to host today. I'm so grateful that I was able to come out and see all the members' hard work and see a community truly come together. One of FFA's motto is living to serve. That's part of the motto. And when I think about this event, that's exactly what it entitled, living to serve. All these members came across this county to serve their greater communities and the world around them. And just like Jenna said, fight food insecurity.
Well, I know food insecurity is a huge, one of those events that all of FFA, all over, even the nation, This is a broad spectrum for a community service project for the whole organization as a whole. So can you see like an event like this, and have you seen it going on in other chapters in other districts?
Yeah, absolutely. So this event, a lot of us from Indiana, when we think about what inspired this event, a lot of us have been to WLC, which is the Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C., where we also do a very similar project where we pack meals for food insecure families across the District of Columbia. And I think that specific event being so vital to the entire conference in D.C. has really inspired a lot of members in Indiana to bring it back home. And so as we see more members going to that conference, I think we see meal packaging events gaining momentum in Indiana as well.
Absolutely. I think Jenna hit all the bullet points there, but people are truly so inspired by the event that National FFA puts on through the Washington Leadership Conference. And I've seen similar Meals of Hope events happen within Indiana, but also many members take the opportunity to build their own community service event to fight food security, whether that's doing a community service drive to collect items or going out and collecting funds to buy products.
Well, ladies, I appreciate you traveling here, because I know headquarters is down in Trafalgar. I appreciate you traveling this far to come and help with this event. I know we're in the Christmas break now. You guys are going to get a chance to enjoy time with family. So thank you again for being here. We really appreciate it, and thank you for all your support and what you do across the state for all of our chapters.
All right. Thank to everyone. Thank everybody over there at the Clinton Central FFA chapter and the school for hosting that 51,000 technically meals packed here at the holidays, and so it was a good time, and they did a great job planning that. So a couple of other things, if you haven't done it yet and you are inclined to do so, don't forget that the lottery you might want to get a lottery ticket. That could be an awesome Christmas present for someone.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Powerball is up to $1.6 billion, and I heard the payout this morning is a little over $700 million. That would be a great Christmas, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
If we win, Mel and I are going to be on an island somewhere far, far away for at least a month. And then you might hear from us. Maybe.
You could go that long. I could.
No, I'm just kidding.
I couldn't do that to my babies.
No, I couldn't either, but yeah. The thought's nice. Yeah. We would go somewhere. It just wouldn't be for that long. A few days.
Who am I kidding? I'm going to take my kids, everybody to Disneyland or Disney World or both.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because...
Did you see over the weekend that Disney has gotten so expensive that it's almost break even to travel to Tokyo's Disney?
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
I was so shocked.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to price themselves out where...
Yeah, before it's over with, I think they will.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the last time we went, which now has been probably 18 years or so. And 16 to 18 years. And back then I thought it was expensive.
Yeah.
So, and we didn't spend the night at any of the, like, resorts there.
Mm-mm.
We drove in, went for the day, and then left. So maybe you can get some deals if you're staying a few days or something, but we didn't do
that. It's nuts.
Yeah. Also, a couple of other things. While you're traveling, if you're visiting family and you forget maybe your towel, a razor, or a toothbrush, whatever you do, do not use someone else's.
No.
That kind of grossed me out just thinking about that.
Go to Walmart. You can go to the dollar store.
Yeah, I'm so with you.
I mean, come on.
Experts say that sharing could expose you to staph infections, E. coli, hepatitis C, and a delightful assortment of fungal and other things that linger around your bathroom for months. One report found that football players sharing towels were 8 times more likely to get infections. Who shares towels? Turn his mic on, will you? Blake Dollier is with us here. Now, Blake, you're in a lot of locker rooms because you officiate. You share a towel?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm kind of grossed out by that. The only person I've ever shared a toothbrush with is my husband, and that was because we were somewhere once where there were no Walmarts or little stores or right. whatever where you could get something. But that and a razor, I'm not. Yeah, everything was color-coded for my girls growing up. So one was pink, everything of hers was purple, mine was green. So we didn't share stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I do not want to put my face where somebody else has wiped their bum.
We even even the itty-bitties, we've got all of their stuff color-coded.
Yes.
They're learning that they don't share. Well, right. They don't share a lot of things anyway, but but there are a few things that they do try to share, and we tell them no, so, mm-hmm. yeah.
No, I get that. There are some things. When you have kids, they're going to share some things. I get that. But mm-hmm. as a grown adult, I'm not sharing a towel. I'm sorry. I might air dry before I have to. Or get some paper towel out of the machine or something. This year, by the way, Santa may need to Venmo you some snack money, according to Finance Buzz. A basic batch of sugar cookies is up 31% since 2020, thanks to inflated prices for eggs, butter, and flour. That cookie plate was $6.41 5 years ago. Now it's $8.44. And by the way, thanks to rising milk prices, the one glass that used to be 17 cents is now 23 cents. And sadly, the farmer does not get enough of that.
I didn't get any of it. Yeah. Not when crop prices are about like they were back in the 70s and 80s. They are a little bit better than that, but not much.
Not much.
Not much.
A lot of struggles going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Somebody's getting it, but they ain't.
We need to talk about Christmas Eve here, by the way. We are going to have a very special guest for Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And we would love, 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 love if you could get your small children, your grandkids to call in, because we will have Santa Claus joining us on Christmas Eve. They will be able to watch it on Hoosierland TV to see that we really do have Santa Claus in the studio here. And we would love for your kids to call in and talk to Santa Claus. He's going to try and be here for the whole hour. Whatever it takes, he'll be here. And then we may get a rendition, depending on much time that we have.
Right.
Or how many calls we may get of him reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very much asking for folks to let their kids or grandkids call in if you're with them that morning. He'll be here from 8:30 until 9:30. They can also watch it on Hoosierland TV. So 659-3338, the number as always. You might want to jot that down. And if you have a little one that would like to talk to Santa and just say what they would like for Christmas, we would love to hear from you on Wednesday. So that will be our show on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I don't know if Puddin will call in or not, but she might.
Fingers crossed.
She's put her request in now twice, so.
Oh, bless her
heart. So we'll see, third time's a charm.
Sure. Well, it's not very often you get to talk to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I mean, you can write your letter, you can go sit on his lap, but have a personal phone call with SC, mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that on Wednesday, so we hope you join us for that to kind of kick off the holiday on Wednesday with us here.
Yeah, we're talking about travel, and we're going to do that for the second half of Party Line here. As we wind out the first half, we'll be back with Blake Dollier from NDOT, and we're going to talk about all things travel right after the break.